If you're chasing data down instead of seeing it in one place, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite. All your data in one place with built-in AI for real-time insights. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man is accused of trying to drive off in an ambulance while medics treated the patient, or as my grandmother would say, ambulance. She's not alive anymore. I can say it now without her getting me. A Brevard County man tried to drive off in an ambulance, blocking his driveway. Paramedics were inside treating a patient when the vehicle began to move. He was arrested and charged with grand theft and burglary. Now, it happened, they said they were preparing the patient for transport. They felt the ambulance begin to move. And, oh my gosh, do you want to know what the guy's name is?
What's his name?
Lane Featheringill. I'm not making this up. Okay, I'm saving this name forever. Layne Featheringill. Featheringill. This sounds like a name from Bridgerton. It's Lane Featheringill. Well, hello, it's Mr. and Mrs. Featheringill's son, Lane Featheringill. Investigators say Featheringill was upset as the vehicle was in his way, and when confronted, he struck a paramedic in the leg before getting back into his own Featheringill vehicle and leaving Featheringill style. They tracked him down and took him into custody. He's held on an $8,000 bond. He hasn't made bond yet, and I'm actually really surprised that someone with the last name Featheringill doesn't have $8,000 for bond. You either can only be a rich person or a stripper with that name. There's no in between. Literally, Featheringill, Lane Featheringill is his name. Good night. That's, you know what? That's the name for wearing bow ties. Is that. That is of all the names to ever have. There it is. Let's see. Caffeine chaos. A Florida man tosses a frap at a McDonald's worker. It's actually a frappe, but here in America, we say frap. Yeah, he got mad, and a 29-year-old assaulted a drive-thru worker, and he threw a frozen coffee at the victim. Apparently, he was not happy with his frozen coffee, but what did you expect? You got a frozen coffee at McDonald's. What did you think you were getting? Did you think you were going to, like, you know, a special coffee shop, and they were going to do, like, a pour-over? What did you think? So Bill Clinton, he gave his testimony before this closed-door congressional meeting yesterday. Cut 26, because he was sitting next to his attorney and he's looking back through all of these old Epstein photos and emails and memories. And I want you to watch his face. For those of you who are listening and not watching the simulcast, I will describe the reaction. He's sitting at a table, mouth open. His lawyer takes one of them from him at one point. Oh, it's a photo. He's got to look at a photo.
Okay.
He's so weird. He's so weird.
Mr. President, we have about...
Look at, he's so happy. He's reminiscing. He's going back through those old memories. And you know, one of the photos of him was in a hot tub with other women and some other people. And it just, I hate hot tubs. They're gross. I'm not a hot, it's people soup. It's soup. You're stewing yourself and it's disgusting. I will never, oh no, I hate them. Hate them. Baths are like that. It's stew. You're stewing yourself. You're seasoning yourself with your bath salts. That's what you're doing. But he's looking back through those old photos. And he's not, I mean, what a difference between him and Hillary. This is cut 24. This is when they were asked about, is that when she got mad and decided to get out and said she was going to leave? Is that the one where she got mad?
No.
Oh, no, this is 27. Yeah. Here, play 27. This is Hill Doc.
Information. Okay. I went to the fundraiser to support my friend Nia Lowy.
All right.
Excuse me, can I interrupt? Photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying from inside this room. Can you please advise me as to whether or not that's permissible and consistent with the rules, particularly given that we have asked for a public hearing. If there are photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying, can you please explain how that
I'm done
occur?
With this. If you guys are doing that, I am done. You can hold me in contempt from now until the cows come home. This is just typical behavior.
You will go off the record.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I would like to understand how that's permissible.
Before the hearing was...
It doesn't matter. We all are abiding by the same rules.
I will take that down.
Yeah, well...
I would like to take a break at this moment.
I find her outrage so performative because she is the woman who hired Fusion GPS to take discredited Russian oppo and launder it through the press, take the resulting stories, present them to a FISA judge, and demand a surveillance warrant on numerous people that were working on the Trump campaign simply because they didn't like them. And this was in 2016. And it happened because she was declared to be in violation of federal campaign finance law, and she had to pay a hefty six-figure sum for it, not just her, but also the DNC. So I really don't give a rat's ass if she thinks that this is not what they agreed to. Because, see, we, the American people, agreed to free and fair elections, which she actively tried to undermine. Remember, this oppo that they took was so discredited, the FBI just washed their hands of it even. And this was the FBI. You had one of the women who was with Fusion GPS, Nellie Oher. Bruce Oher was at the DOJ, and he had the relationship with the FBI, and Nellie Oher was bringing this discredited oppo to him. They were sharpening it up. They did all that, and then they had journalists write about the oppo as though it was an independent fine for a story, and then they presented the stories as evidence to necessitate a surveillance warrant. Particularly, one of the biggest ones was Carter Page. And one of the reasons why the Carter Page surveillance was so bad, and these are from the people who freaked out when you had Valerie Plame, a pencil pusher within the CIA who was outed. They outed a CIA agent, an operative against Russia. And what they were trying to argue with Carter Page is that he was an operative for Russia. And the CIA actually had to contact the FBI that was investigating this and say, you need to knock it off right the hell now. And this was even after the warrant came out, the surveillance warrant. The FBI was in charge. The CIA had to intervene because it was jeopardizing his cover because he was an asset against Russia for the CIA. So she created an international incident. She tried to undermine a free and fair election. And she's going to act like she's upset that someone leaked a picture of her from a closed door hearing. She's lucky that's the only thing that happened. Now compare her countenance to that of Bill Clinton, who's sitting there looking back through those old moments. He looks real happy. He says he was real happy about it. Also, this is interesting. Let's do 22, because Lauren Boebert asked Bill Clinton if Epstein killed himself. This was interesting. Watch this. 22.
I'd like to ask you personally and directly, do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
Are you asking him to speculate on how Mr. Epstein died?
I'm asking what the president thinks of...
So you're asking his opinion?
Mr. President, was your friend Jeffrey Epstein suicidal?
Are you classifying him as a friend who he has testified that he was friendly?
He has called him a friend in a letter.
He said he was friendly, but not... True. You've asked for his testimony.
Mr. President, do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein was suicidal?
Do you know?
Was he ever suicidal?
She's asking for the best of your
understanding. I don't know. I only know what the medical finding was. I think maybe... He finally got caught, and I don't know. I've accepted
his lawyers
are gone. I don't know what happened.
Mr. President, what did you accept, that he killed himself or that he did not?
That he did, but I don't know.
Yes, sir. Thank
and
you,
neither
Mr.
Do
President.
You. We don't. None of us know.
Very interesting. His lawyers are good. Yeah. He's got good lawyers right there with him. The other old dude sitting to his right was like, yeah, don't say anymore. Like, shut up now. But I thought it was funny when he was reminiscent, and that one attorney who was sitting to his left, she just grabbed that, like, yeah, get over it. And he's like, wait, give it back. Can I just explain something else, too? This is not really, like, you know, like in this, but This is like the perfect video contrast. We played her video and we played his of between them. Do you see what I mean when I think he's a horrible person, but do you see what I mean when he has this amiability that she does not? Even when she's not speaking, she just sits there and she is abrasive without even saying a word. You know what I mean? She is just abrasive while sitting there and doing nothing. And then he seems, and even in her mannerisms, he is just a lot more relaxed. That's how they have always been. That's why people like him, but they always hated her. And they tolerated her because they liked him in the Democrat Party. I find that fascinating. How the hell does that marriage work? I mean, I really don't want to know, but I am also like, because he is so laid back and she is a razor, like everything. She's just sharp and not friendly and not, you know, it's just odd, is it not? I don't know. That's like, I think that's less typical for women to have a more amiable kind of, I feel like Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers very much had like that amiable countenance, but I don't know of a modern day woman that does. I really don't. You? That has, and even that is that laid back like that. Margaret Thatcher could do it.
Yeah.
Because she could sit there and she was, you know, if you watch old videos of her and debates and all this, and she was just very calm and amiable, but really sharp-witted. It's just very rare, but I just, the difference between those two, and everybody used to say that it was in the mind of the people. After Hillary Clinton told everybody that she didn't have time to stay home and bake cookies and have teas, and that made all the women mad, and then Bill Clinton had to go out there and do all this damage control. I was in high school when that happened. That was in the 90s. And you could really tell that everybody was tolerating her because of him. Even then. Like, she didn't get along with Al Gore, Tipper. She didn't get along with any of them. It was always real weird. Just very different. You know how most makeup makes you look done, but not necessarily like yourself? I get so tired of products that cover everything up, and it leaves product on my skin, and it makes it dry and cakey, and makes you feel like you're wearing a mask. So that's why I tried Jones Road Beauty's Miracle Balm. You just warm up a small amount of product with your fingertips. You tap it on your cheeks, on your lips. You can even put a little bit on your eyelids if you want for some color. And it gives you this effortless, clean girl glow instead of that heavy makeup mask. And it can also replace so many steps and products. Like, think of it, highlighter, bronzer, blush, your lip tint. But it's all in one little jar. No brushes, no 20 frillion step routine. I mean, it's great for busy mornings or school drop off or travel. If you got like an early morning flight and you want to look nice, but not overdone, or when you're running around after a workout and you just, you know, want to look fresh. And the best part is that Jones Road's formulas are clean. So they look natural and they feel like you're wearing next to nothing. Bring out your natural glow instead of hiding it with Jones Road. And for a limited time, you'll receive a free shimmer face oil on your first purchase when you use code Dana. So just head on over to jonesroadbeauty.com and use code Dana at checkout. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. And please support The Dana Show and tell them that I sent you.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. With 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners,
and absolutely no carrageenan. It's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I want to have this problem. A sinkhole reveals a forgotten wine cellar under a golf course. What? Yes, it was in Trafford Great to Manchester, and they found that the brick cellar was filled with empty glass bottles of different shapes and sizes under the course's 13th hole. They think that they found something that was part of the Davy Hume Hall Manor House, which was demolished in 1888. So, yeah, it was an abandoned wine cellar that was sealed up for 100 years. I mean, I want the wine to be in it for me to have that problem. And then it's not really a problem. It's like a nature's gift. But, okay. A mysterious earthquake swarm has hit Nevada near a top secret base that's used for testing nuclear weapons. I wonder why. Very interesting. Is it? The U.S. is restarting our nuke testing program after 33 years. Oh, my goodness. Now we got the U.S. Geological Survey detected 16 moderate tremors, all stronger than 2.5 in magnitude, in the Tonopah Test Range in Nevada, a.k.a. Area 52. Both Area 52 and its neighbor, Area 51, sit on a massive complex, which I am very familiar with thanks to Google Maps, just north of Las Vegas, called NTTR, or Nevada Test and Training Range. And they said they've noticed lots of little earthquakes, little seismic events within 50 miles of the Tonopah Test Range in just the last week. I'm pretty sure it's probably just Kane, not aliens or an army of Bigfoots or any kind of nukes at all whatsoever. Huh. Just,
it's a
know.
Mystery how the earthquake.
So we don't know. We throw virgins in volcanoes to stop volcanoes from erupting. We don't know. Actually, we're doing that money at the sun for climate change, so same thing. Apparently, Nebraska as well. South Korean police seized crypto because they posted the password online. Yeah. And John Gotti's grandson wants a break on federal prison time because he's donating a kidney. So he says he's donating a kidney. So he thinks, you know, he wants the judge to cut him a break, right? On some of the, he's donating a kidney to his ailing mom, according to court records. Stick with us. We got more in store. So you're expected to just trust the government or some random insurance agent to steer you right on Medicare. And that's exactly how people get stuck in plans that don't really fit their lives. Insurance companies push you into plans that pad their profits, not protect your health. That's why I want you to know about Chapter. Chapter is the only advisor that compares and recommends every Medicare plan nationwide, so you actually get the coverage that fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. Doing things the right way, that helps them save people an average of $1,100 a year. And best of all, talking to Chapter is free and fast. So in under 20 minutes, they can review your coverage, explain your options in plain English, and help you feel confident. Whether you're already on Medicare or you will be soon, you don't have to go it alone. I'm proud to recommend Chapter to you because they make Medicare simple and straightforward and focused on what's truly best for you, not the insurance companies. To take control of your Medicare, dial #250 on your phone and say the words Medicare plan. That's #250 and say Medicare plan.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Shake it up with Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake. It's a high-quality, ready-to-drink shake with 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints.
with 0 grams of added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and absolutely no carrageenan. It's a clean, delicious way to fuel your day. So you don't just age gracefully, you age powerfully. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Learn more at vitalproteins.com.
I said this on X a little earlier. I really don't like, I don't believe that disagreement is an attack, because I am not so sensitive a snowflake where I think in those terms. I do believe absolutely outright in disagreement, and I am absolutely unafraid to disagree with anybody, anytime, anywhere. I mean, for crying out loud, I've walked into an auditorium, an arena of people where they were screaming, burn her. I'm pretty sure I got thicker skin than that. One thing that will rile me up is when people are seen going after troops. We have a lot of military service in my family, and it becomes a very personal issue for me. And to try to keep my wits about me, I get very angry when it seems like people are diminishing the respect that those soldiers deserve, particularly for their choices of why they decided to enlist. Can I just play this short soundbite of cut two? I don't want a full minute. I just want the soundbite. If we can just go ahead so people can understand what I'm talking about. And I hate disagreeing with a friend, but here it is.
My own feeling is no one should have to die for a foreign country. I don't think those four service members died for the United States. I think they died for Iran or for Israel. I understand how this helps Iran perfectly well. I get it. I mean, I hope. Long term, we'll see. But they seem rather jubilant. 80% of the country does not support the Ayatollah. He was a terrible, terrible man. No one's crying that he's dead. No normal person.
I mean, I don't even need to hear anything else. There's no, unless you say, you know, psych at the end of it, there's no way. First and foremost, because there was a shocking statement. I believe that the 241, I think, total Marines that were killed in the Beirut bombings, I believe that they died for America. I believe that the Navy diver that Iran tortured to death in 1985 died for America. I believe that the 19 airmen who were killed by Iran in 1996 died for America. And I believe that all the soldiers who have been killed by Iranian proxies died for America, and every service member who enlisted. Soldiers know when they sign up what they're signing up for. They know. Their families know. Their wives know. Their parents know. Soldiers know what it is when they sign up. They know what it's for, and they know why. And do you know why that is? Because they're not simple-minded children who are undeserving of respect and dignity. Nobody should diminish the decision that brought a soldier to serve, least of all, anyone who has never themselves served. I look at this. I look at the hundreds of American soldiers murdered by Iran through proxies. They died for their country. I don't know how anyone can say that this was an Israeli thing when you look at the body count of Iran against the United States. I have friends who are missing limbs right now. One of them sits on Fox News because of Iran. Did he have his legs blown off for Israel or Iran? No. And how dare anybody say such a thing to the face of our soldiers? They're not infants. This infantilization of adult people like the left does with Hunter Biden is insane. No. Trump is not sending our soldiers to go die for other countries. And I think that he has been very transparent in his argument about why we are involved in this action. He followed War Powers Act. He notified Congress. He has not committed to sending any boots on the ground. Feel free to tell me where in this process he has already violated an established rule. Iran has made it very clear they hate America and they've declared war on us. I feel like Aragorn when in Lord of the Rings he says war is upon you whether you like it or not. Hostilities are upon us whether we like it or not. It has nothing to do with Israel. It has nothing to do with fighting and dying for another country. This isn't a long protracted war on our end. Thank God, because we have someone in the White House who is not at all afraid to roll back rules of engagement and let our fighting forces go and do what they do best. But sometimes, as I said last hour, the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of action, like Les Aspin, when he didn't want to send in tanks to support our troops in Somalia. Heaven forbid people get the wrong idea. So we had inaction that cost a lot of lives. There's a lot of this. I mean, I'm just shocked to hear the stuff that people said in the 60s being repeated today. There is no mistake. And there are going to be people out there that are going to try to tell you this is for Israel. And it's all these people who are tied up somehow in the adoration of Chrislam. And it's simply not true. Not only is it not true, but it's disrespectful. And I'll be damned, it sounds like some Hanoi Jane stuff. I have no problem disagreeing with people that I've always been friendly with. But I don't owe my loyalty to anyone who's ever made me question theirs.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.